Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you and thank you so much for joining us on a kingdom call because it is truly kingdom time. Amen. We are, as always, excited to have you take time out of your busy schedule and join us with your faith, with your support, and with your love. Amen. Love makes the world go round. And this month, in the month of February, where love has been released and emulated all over, we want to focus on the God kind of love, the God factor, the love factor, the key factor, and who that is our Lord. Amen. He makes the world go round. And we have taken this month of February to just talk about the different types of love, to talk about
how we have experienced love, how we have misunderstood the word love, and even in how to give love. And so I want to thank you for those who have already dialed in and those who have already logged on. Please go ahead and text and call and let them know a kingdom call is on and they want to join in tonight. Tonight we will end our series of love, the love factor, as we leave the month of February and get excited about next month, the month of March, because we will be talking and praying, bringing out God's word on the full armor of God. How many know that in this hour, in these last days, with all of what's going on, that we need to be fully, totally, and completely dressed in our spiritual armor day one, from the very time that we get up and all the way through? Amen. And so we're going to break that down. We're going to dissect it and look at each piece of armor. And we just know that God is going to visit us and be in our midst in a great way. And so we invite you to connect with us on a regular basis. We are here every Monday night at 9:30, and that is Central Standard Time. And so we are looking forward to what God is doing with us, Linda Jordan's ministry, and we are so excited that he's given us this opportunity to come through the Black Talk Radio, and he's given us so many other avenues and opening up so many other doors for us to be about the Father's business. Amen. And so those of you who are listening, please grab your pen and paper, and we'll share some of the announcements, some of the assignments and ministry events that the Lord have us on. And you can either meet us there, or you can pray us through it, or you may even want to sow to help support it. Amen. So we will bring on Sister Monica to see if she can share that information with you. Are you there, Sister?
I am here. Good evening, everyone. I know you can't wait
Amen.
To hear what's happening. Joining us on tonight, we have the International
Amen.
Intercessory Prayer Network, which meets each Monday at 9:30 for the Kingdom Call. You can telephone in to join us at 218-936-6142, and the passcode is 772-937, 772-937. Also, Elder Jordan and her team ministers to the women of Loose Garrett Jail each third Sunday evening. Please keep her as well as the ladies in prayer. God is doing some wonderful things with the women of Loose Garrett. Before we get to March, let's go back. February coming up, we're praying Friday that all is clear with our weather so we can kick off our Laughter Love to Life this Friday, the 27th, from 6:30 to 9. It will be held at 3213 I-30. That's 3213 I-30, Mesquite, Texas, 5150. If you haven't RSVP'd yet, please do so by calling or texting 972-741-8207. That's 972-741-8207. Now for our March events, we have Focus on the Family in Balk Springs, and that will be announced at a later time. Excel in Slumber Party, March 27th through 28th. That's the Excelling Slumber Party, a time where we can come together, women of all ages, nationalities, origins, race, and we're coming together to release anxiety, long-time hurts and disappointments that have never been dealt with. That's just part of our excelling process. We're looking forward to this Slumber Party, March 27th through 28th. April's events includes Taking It to the Streets, a three-night crusade with the Edgewood Manor Senior Home and the South Dallas community. Anyone desiring to assist in this in any area, please contact Elder Jordan at 972-741-8207. This will be a three-night crusade, and we are so excited about it because we know God is wanting to do some awesome things in South Dallas. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
April 25th, the Women's Conference at God's Holy Temple. Please be in prayer for Elder Jordan as she goes forth. In May, we will be hosting the National Day of Prayer. And in July, we will have midnight prayer on July the 17th, and that's from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. You can send your prayer request to LWJ Ministries at gmail.com. You can also plug in and connect with Linda Jordan Ministries through social media with Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. To support Linda Jordan Ministries, you can send your donations to P.O. Box 852-501. I'll give that to you again, P.O. Box 501, Mesquite, Texas, 75185. Or you may go to LindaJordanMinistries.com and do so through PayPal. I must remind you that if you do it by PayPal, they will deduct 3% for their processing fee. These are our announcements, so please continue to join us on Blog Talk Radio. Also, join us on Mondays for our Kingdom Call, and we surely need your prayers. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. God bless you for sharing an awesome calendar of events. We are truly excited. We are truly out on the field, on the battlegrounds for the glory of God, be it about the Father's business. It's like our ministry has no walls. Amen. Church without walls, or ministry without walls. And we are excited. So please keep us in prayer. Thank you, Monica, for those awesome announcements. And we pray that you all will keep us in prayer, because we certainly do need the prayers. The Bible tells us that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And in this hour, as we go forth to do his will, we know that prayer is in order. Amen. So God bless you and thank you. And hit us up on Facebook when you are ready to send a shout out to us and let us know that you've heard. You can do it with hashtag Love Factor for this month series. Hashtag Love Factor on the Facebook page, Linda Jordan Ministries, and that will let us know that you were listening, you were a part of that. And so what we're going to do today, we're going to talk a little bit more, go back and revamp like a review of what we had been talking about, and then we're going to open up the lines to share this thing about love. We don't want to get it twisted as saints and believers. We certainly want our love light to shine far more than the world's light. Amen. For we know that the world is in darkness, and our light will consume their darkness. And when we are among them and we're walking in the agape love, then they can be drawn to the light and the love that's on the inside of us. I tell you, as we look and listen and see about all that is going on in our world today, love has everything to do with it. If we could transform our minds, our thinking, with the God kind of love, to love your neighbor as yourself, we would not see all of what we see going on. This thing with ISIS is just really, I am without words. to know that there are such people, humans, that can do the type of acts that they have done to other humans. That is absolutely no kind of love at all. And what we want to do is, well, we want to take this time to pray before we end the call. We want to release the agape love of God over the universe, over the world. We can make a difference. I am of the persuasion where two or three, my Bible says, would come together in unity and on one accord, that we can move mountains, that one could put 1,000 aside and two could put 10,000. And how many of the believers would release their faith and stand on God's word and cause the love factor of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to be released, that we could really see a difference in our world today. We would see a major difference. So I want this love factor, this love thing, the love of Christ to catch on fire. You know how it is when the woods, the forests begin to catch on fire, and a fire is started and it just swoops to the entire forest. That's what we need to see in the body of Christ released. The love of Christ, unconditional, unselfish, sacrificial love, the release. And I know that we would see a deliberate, a purposefully change from what we're seeing and what we're hearing now. So that is my prayer, and that's what we have been releasing this month, the love of Christ. We have a lot of young people. We have a lot of young people that are confused using the word love so loosely, and not understanding in giving and receiving. They don't seem to really understand what love looks like, to embrace it when they see it. My God, my God. They don't understand how to give love because many of them have not received it. And we had talked about the kind of love that you have in the home, amen, with the family, the brotherly love, the phileo love. And as we were going through this and studying it and talking about it, not many families even understand how to operate in the brotherly love. This thing about love can be so very powerful and life-transforming if we would not walk on the surface of things, but really go to the deeper surface of it and look at it from the perspective of the God that we serve, we could really and truly make a difference. I hear the young people's conversations. I see their actions. And even when we're talking about even marriages, so we've gone from the saints with the agape love to the teenagers, which so loosely using the word love you, in love with you, and using that word so loosely, not understanding the weight and the depth of that word. And even then in the home, in the family, in the marriage, how love is being release and how it is being distributed throughout the family and how it's being interpreted and how it's being received and how it's being given out. we look at it when we're looking at secular television with the sitcoms, it paints a pretty picture. I remember years ago when it was Leave It to Beaver, My Three Sons, and those, you know, I Love Lucy, all of those movies that depicted the brotherly love that just, there was never any issues, never any discord, or if there was, it was very quickly and easily ironed out, and everything was hunky-dory, perfectly peaches, and just really good, and life is not that way at all. But when we learn the levels of love and the different types of love and how we should fit in each, then I think that we could more easily and better live this thing out, so that those that see us, those that see us in our homes, and then those that see us on our job, and then those that see us in the community, in whichever whichever level of work capacity that we are, we should be able to display something that gives God's glory, something that brings glory to God, and something that will cause the people that's looking at us, that's interacting with us, to say something about him, something about her, because we are to make a difference. We have been chosen to change where we go, what we do, to pour into people's lives. Amen. And so I want us to just quickly revisit a couple of the scriptures. Let me go back. Okay, we talked about the types of love. We have the agape love, which is the divine love, amen, the divine love of Christ. And that's the kind of love that we as Christians need to practice to walk in. It's unconditional. It's not much of how we love, which you do this for me, I'll do this for you, I remember when you didn't do that when I asked you, so I'm sorry, I'm not going to be, it's very conditional, and that's not the agape love. That's much of the way we as humans, we operate in, but we want to change that because we are spiritual beings, and we walk in the divine love, and the divine love is the agape love. Amen? We talked about brotherly love, where we find that the word phileo, love, and that is the love we have for one another, the affection, the benevolence, the kind love for the family, appreciation, to show appreciation. And then we talked about the Eros love, and that's the romantic love that husband and wife have for one another. Amen. We have find the scriptures that talks about that love. A lot of in the Old Testament under the Song of Solomon, and you know, that's the love that a husband and wife, I'll just leave it like that. Amen. Very affectionate, intimate. It's a sensual type of love. Amen. And so it's a Greek word, and it falls under the marriage umbrella, the romantic love. When you're dating and getting very serious, that's where that love, Eros love, falls. Then we have the storic love, and that's also a Greek word, and it's the natural love that I talked about inside the family with the parents and the child, the mother, the daughter, the father, the son, the siblings. It is showing that natural, healthy love that often should even spill over into relationships, on our jobs, And I just am of the persuasion that we have been chosen to make a difference, and we have to change our thinking. We have to slow our roll so that we can operate in these levels of love, so that we can actually make a difference, because what the younger generation and the children are seeing now is nothing that emulates the love of Christ. And if we are not in front of them like everything else in front of them, they will gravitate and they will begin to mimic and copy the worldly love. And nothing good turns out of that. You have the heartbreak, as if any of you all were listening last week when we had a couple of our guests to talk about some of the relationships that they had experienced that was not healthy. It was conditional, and that becomes when we don't see the agape love, when we don't see the phileo love, when we don't see the storage love around us. We see this false love that is very one-sided. And when we get into those type of relationships, we tend to get wounded, glory to God. We tend to open ourselves up and we're hurt. A lot of times we have experienced things in the home or growing up, maybe not in the home, but from growing up and being misused and abused. And we heard about some of the other callers that had been abused sexually and had bad marriages and just different things that will cause us to continue in receiving what we've received until we actually come into a full relationship with our Heavenly Father, who really loves us and show us love, so we'll know what love looks like, what love feel like. And we also had a testimony of that, of how God came in and showed the one person what love really is. And once you know what the God kind of love, how your Heavenly Father loves you, then you'll know what to look for, what to expect in loving anyone else, not just in relationships with the opposite sex, but even in relationship with one another, with coworkers, with you know, your friends and family members, because it can even be one-sided in any relationship, but we don't want that. We want it to be balanced, to be equal, and to not to shut down if you don't respond to me the way I want you to respond. I'm always going to respond in love to you because it's not about me. God sent me here. God has allowed me to be here so that I can walk in His way. And walking in His way opens up the door for others to be drawn, oh, glory to God, to the God that I serve. Amen. And so it has just been a wonderful, wonderful time in sharing. And so our scripture that we started with was in 1 Corinthians 13, and we had talked about it and we did not finish because there was so much in it that we just got to the first few verses. But it started at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, of course, starting at the fourth verse. It says, love is patient, Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It's not proud. It's not rude. It's not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, it always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. Love never fails. But where there is prophecy, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be still. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. And so that, starting at the first few verses, love is patient, love is kind, love is not envy, love is not boastful, it is not proud, it is not rude. If we were to walk in that, and if we would be honest, we all have some areas just from that that we need to work on. But if we would purposely and consciously remember that love is patient, that love is very kind to those who mistreat you and misuse you, that love does not envy. You know, I am not jealous. You know, I am not boastful. I'm not rude to you. You can be rude to me, but I'm not going to be rude to you. I'm not going to do evil for evil. Amen. If we would look at those and really say, okay, we said this at the first of our February broadcast, that we were going to practice walking these tips out. How many of us have actually had it on our heart and in our mind and even operated it, you know, in our everyday walk? If you have slipped, then let's get back on it, because we want to make a difference. Amen. We want to make a difference. So I want to open the line, because we want to, before we end, we have some some prayer requests that we want to release the line and have you to join in with us and pray. We're going to be praying for the love of our universe, of the world, and some other prayer requests that have been submitted into us. And so right now it's about 10 o'clock, so we'll go ahead and open up, and I'll share a little bit more as we get some feedback from some of our callers. But one of the points that I wanted to bring out also was in Galatians. It talks about the agape love, and that is the sign of the Holy Spirit. And it says, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Come on. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. Amen. It says that the Holy Spirit, we as Christians must walk in this. We as Christians, we have the Holy Spirit, amen? And so since we have the Holy Spirit, Galatians tells us that the fruit that should be produced from us, the fruit that we should be producing is the fruit of love, the fruit of joy, the fruit of peace, the fruit of kindness. How many people do you know could use kindness, an act of kindness? Amen. How many people do you know could use just the act of someone being good to them, goodness? So many people. you see on your job. Your job is a prime place where you can see all types of spirits manifest. And that's the perfect place for you to turn up the heat, so to speak, and allow your Holy Spirit to produce the agape love. Come on now. The agape love, the phileo love, the brotherly love, the divine love, to make someone's day a little bit better because you were able to get past your issue and get past what somebody did to you that you didn't like and cast that down and go past that further and share some kindness with someone else. You know, our jobs these days can be very stressful. It can be stressful before you start working just from getting home, leaving home, into driving through this horrible traffic that we have in Dallas, Texas. And I know some of the other major metroplex cities have major traffic. That can stress you out right there. You've gotten to work, but you've not even started your day. What if somebody just pressed a release button in you by sharing some kindness, by sharing Jesus' joy, by giving you a word that would be an encouraging word for you to get through the day? Come on. We have it in us. It says, by the Holy Spirit. That's already in us. The Holy Spirit produces the character traits that's found in Jesus Christ. And it's in us. And so all we have to do is just release it. We don't have to be stuck on being, I'm not going to say stuck on stupid, but I'll say stuck on being wrapped up in what I'm going through. Get past you. Cast your cares on Jesus. Cast your cares on him. Then help somebody else cast their care. We want to share love, overwhelming, supernatural. We want to saturate every place that we go with the love of God. We want people to feel, whew, wow, what was that? It was the agape love. It was the love of Jesus. It was the unselfish love that God has given me that I'm releasing it on you. And we have to be encouragers and helpers to one another to help us to walk this thing out. Amen? No man is an island. We need one another. And then we have in Romans 12:9, let's see if I can get that right quick. Romans 12:9, and it, let's see, I like this. Romans 12:9, and then we'll open it up and you can share if you have something. It says, don't just pretend to love others. Come on now. Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong, but hold tightly to what is good. Don't always look at what they did that was wrong. Don't always be quick to criticize and judge what you don't like. Amen? Let go of that and then grab a hold to what you can find in them that is good. Illuminate that. Encourage them with that you found good about them. The Bible says love covers a multitude of sins. It said, when I was thinking, the songwriter said, deep sin, love lifted me. My God, love lifted me. Number 10, verse 10 says, love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. That's agape. That's phileo. Amen. Appreciating you. Taking time to honor you. What's wrong with honoring one another? What's wrong with recognizing? What is wrong with encouraging and lifting someone up? We see you. God sees you. Your works will go before you. You don't have to speak. Let somebody else lift you up. And you encourage the other person, not esteeming yourself higher than the other. Amen. I really like that, what he tells us in Romans. Paul tells us in Romans how to speak kindly, avoid hurting people's feelings. You know, sometimes you have to correct, but then there is a way to correct without killing their spirit, without, you know, really putting them down. Amen? And so right here, I am going to open up the lines. I do see that we have caller on 8776. You are on the air. God bless you. Thank you for joining. We have been on this love factor. And would you like to share? Hallelujah. Caller? Amen. I guess the caller does not want to share at this time. Not a problem. Sister Monica, you are still with me?
I'm here.
God bless you. So we were talking. Did you have anything that you want to comment, to share, to add before we go into our prayer time on this love factor and levels of love and how God is showing us how to really walk in the agape love? Amen. Good to me.
Amen. Amen. I just believe that we cannot do ministry if we don't have love for one another. I mean, it's just,
amen,
there's no sense in it whatsoever. We're doing it for the wrong reason. If we don't love people, then there's nothing that God will, nothing good that God would allow to happen, because our hearts aren't in it. But as long as we have love, as long as we can walk in love, in situations, regardless of where we are, God will be in the midst, and God will bless us for our efforts. It's not,
amen,
it's not going to be hard. It's hard sometimes to love unlovable people. Some people,
yeah,
just downright nasty, and it's hard to love,
yeah,
them. But we can't push
through. I like that. Amen. You said unlovable people. So yeah, there are some unlovable people. Amen. There are. But we have to learn to try to find. That's when we go into our closet before dealing with those unlovable people, and
yeah,
and asking God to give me a double dose. Oh my God, give me a double dose of your love, God, because you know,
yeah,
what I have before me, and we want to always be able to represent Him in the most,
right,
excellent way that we can. And so that's real, though. That's real, real. Amen.
Yeah.
So how do you handle those people that may be unlovable?
I always remember that I'm not here in and of myself. I'm on assignment. And
mm-hmm,
that allows me to turn the other cheek. That allows me to tighten my lip when I want to just go off. That allows me,
amen,
to take a deep breath, you know, before I say something I shouldn't say. I have to always,
amen,
remember it's not me, it's God. And I've gotten to the point where I don't like to be reprimanded. I don't like Him waking me up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning chastising me.
Yes.
So,
amen,
it's just better for me to just, you know, be quiet.
Yes, yes. Amen. Yes.
And stay humble. And stay humble. There are times when we must confront. The Bible tells us that there are times that we must confront people, but we have to be always prayed up so we'll be led by the Holy Spirit as to how to confront our fellow brothers and sisters, and then they will be receptive of whatever it is that we're to them with. And even if somebody's coming to us, you know, then we will be receptive as well, and we'll be able to recognize, yeah, I may have been wrong in that area, or thank you for coming to me, you know. It's
Amen.
Not just always the other person. It's us as well. We have to make sure
Amen.
We guard our hearts. And
Amen.
And we have to make sure that we don't have an unteachable spirit.
Amen. Amen. That's good. That's good. And you're so right, because, you know, we have to stay prayed up. We have to be open as well, because the perfect one, my Bible tells me, is sitting next to the right hand of his Father. Amen. And so that means that all of us are still in a place that we can be taught something, that we may be in need of correcting. And you said something key there, because when someone has to come to us and correct us, they're watching on how we receive that. Amen.
Yes.
While you know, okay, you're supposed to be this Christian, and you're supposed to be this person who, you know, has the Lord on your side and walking with the Lord, but you acting like that and displaying this and having attitude and using these kind of words. So we have to be mindful that we are always glory to God under the microscope. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And that's why it's important for us to have that extra time in the morning that we spend with the Lord. If it means getting up an extra 15 or 20 minutes in the morning to spend that time with the Lord, so that I have on the full armor and stuff bounce off, and that I respond the right way, because it's not about me. It's all about my Father, and I've chosen to be on his side, so I need to reflect him. I need to reflect him in everything that I say and that I do, because they're quick to make a mockery of the saints and the God that we serve. So that is very key. Hallelujah. Did we have anyone else that wanted to share anything regarding relationship, how you have expressed love in your relationship, and husband and wife, or mother and child, or coworker and peers, or anything? I think our love factor is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I believe that if we can fit him in every place, that everything else will iron itself out, and it will have a good outcome when we make him a part of our equation, that he is in the middle, he is in the midst of everything that we do. I just believe that I've always, you know, felt that if the body of Christ, if we could really learn how to die to ourselves and have that selfless love, that we could really make a difference in the world and our society and our community, you know, everywhere that we go, because love breeds love, but it has to be the agape love. We don't want to breed the wrong kind of love that gets infected. Amen. Yeah. And so this has just been a blessing. Next week we're going to start on the month of March, leaving the love month, but not putting down walking in love. We want to allow this love thing to just really stay with us. And make a difference where we go, but continue in love. And next month we will start, which will be next week, amen. The year is moving right along. We're going into March, and God has given us the full armor, talking about the armor and praying the armor. Amen. So I want to open up the lines one more time. Are there any prayer requests that anyone want to put on our list? Okay, you're on the air.
Amen. Can you hear me?
God bless you. You're on the air.
Yes, yes.
We're getting ready.
Yes,
yes.
I know you're getting ready to go ahead into prayer. So sorry, I just wanted to end on that one note just before you pray. And one thing I've learned to do is practice and repeat in my mind in prayer and meditation on the things that God is to us, for us, and has done for us. And that is that he had us in mind before the foundation of the world. So much love that he got a plan of salvation. And in the plan, he sent something from himself unto a little girl, Mary. And he put a seed in her. And after putting the seed in her, a baby boy was born, Jesus Christ. And then Jesus was there to walk and understand our infirmities, know what we have to go through, and then grow up and born to die for us. You can't compare any love of a man, a woman, boy, a girl to what God did for us. So when I repeat that in my mind and I teach that to my children, then, you know, you have better citizens. You can help them to understand what love that God had for us before the foundation of the world. And this is why we are free now in Jesus. This is why we have salvation. We can go, we can repent, we can start over again. We have someone that is an advocate that stands up for us and is there for us at all times. So my prayer request tonight would be that parents, mothers, grandparents, uncles, aunts, teach your children what the love that has already been set for you. Nobody can compare to that. Teaching them as young children that God gave up a great price for you. And when you start hearing these different things, I love you, I love you, nobody can compare to Jesus' love and what he did for
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
But that I pray with us as parents, we get back to teaching our children the way they did back in the Bible days. Teach your children
Amen.
The commandments and teach them about real agape love, someone that laid down their life for them. So that's where I ended after hearing all the great teachings tonight and this, you know, these
Amen.
Few weeks on love. It's been beautiful.
Amen.
And I don't think it could have been said any better, I don't think it could have been. So I just pray
Amen.
For our parents and our youth. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. And amen. It has been a great time of hearing the callers and getting into the word and then joining our faith as we have prayed each week together. And we're just excited that God has given us another opportunity to be able to come together and lift up his word,
yes.
to release his love, and to be a blessing to others. And if my prayer is, if there's anyone that's listening that have not accepted the Lord as their Savior, anyone who is listening, has logged on, has backslidden and has stepped out of the safety of our Savior's arms, that you would give yourself, rededicate if you've stepped out, and if you've not accepted him, that you would accept him even now as your Savior. The Bible says that he is just and faithful to forgive us if we simply come to him with a heart of repentance and forgiveness, and he will in no wise cast you away. And then he told the sinner man that if you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth that God raised Jesus from the dead, you would be saved. And there are ways that our sister has given you to reach us and communicate with us. If you have accepted Christ, if you have given your life back to the Lord, let us know about it so that we can keep you in prayer, that we can encourage you to stay in the race and to stay connected, because we do need each other. Amen. And we want to pray as we invite you that's on to join us in prayer. If you have no other requests, then we'll just release our faith in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We give ourselves away tonight. We give ourselves away to the kingdom, to the work of the living God. We give ourselves away so that he can use us for his glory. Amen. Father, we come in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And we praise you because you are God, and there is none likened unto you, my Father. We thank you, dear God, for this opportunity this month, Lord God, to just get into your word about love. And we come together, God, and we release the gift of love, the spirit of love over the universe, over the body of Christ, over the world, Lord God. You said it's with loving kindness have you drawn them, Lord God. And we just ask, Father, that you would touch each and one of us as believers to go out of our ways to show love to someone who is lost, to someone who is going through, to someone who is in need, to someone who is struggling, Lord God. God, we just bind the enemy that would, oh God, try to keep us from walking in your love and in your way. We thank you tonight for victory in that area, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we have victory over the scorpions and all power over the enemy, Lord God. And we come tonight, Father, lifting up those who have called in, oh God, asking for prayer for their health, Lord God. We thank you tonight, and we decree that by your stripes, they are healed. We lift up Pastor Williams out of Baltimore, Maryland. We lift up Phoebe out of Tennessee, and we lift up Mother Rector from Dallas, Texas. And, Father, we decree in the name of Jesus that they are healed. We come against every spirit of infirmity. And we speak to every part of the body, and we decree that they will live and they will declare the works of the Lord. We thank you for victory over sickness, Lord God. We thank you for victory over mental illness, my Father. We thank you for victory over marriages that are in trouble, Lord God. We thank you for victory, my Father, over single who are struggling in their state of being, my Father. We thank you, O Lord God, that one could put 1,000 and two could put 10,000. We thank you that tonight we have joined our faith together, Lord God, to believe those that are standing in the need of prayer for a breakthrough in the name of the Lord Jesus. God, we pray, oh God, for the situation with the ISIS, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, over Jerusalem, over our Jewish sisters and brothers. And we just thank you for that one new man, hallelujah, that we can come together, Lord God, and worship the great Messiah, Father. We thank you, oh God, for the churches and the pastors that are in their place, Lord God. We thank you for the lost souls that are coming in. We call the souls in, God. We thank you for increase in jobs and increase in health and increase in relationship and increase in wisdom and relationship with you, Father. We thank you for the Block Talk Radio listeners, Lord God. And we plead the blood of Jesus over them, and we ask that whatever their need may be and whatever situations is going on, God, we ask peace. Oh, God, be still in their situation, Lord God. We decree and declare that every work that you have called for us to do, God, as a ministry team, that we will walk it out, Lord God, that you would be glorified, that your people will be edified. Father, we just thank you for what you are doing, and we give you all the glory and all the honor. God, bless as only you can do every apostle and bishop, every pastor, every missionary, Lord God. We just thank you for the body of Christ that is coming up, going higher, coming up, going deeper in you, Lord God. Deep is calling unto the deep, and we say, yes, God. Here I am, Lord God. We thank you, oh God, for this hour, oh God, where you are revealing yourself, Lord God, more and more. Here we are, God. We're here to be about the Father's business. Father, we give you praise on tonight, and we thank you, and we call it done, for it is so. In the name of the Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, we give you the praise. In Jesus' mighty name. God bless each of you. Thank you so much. We love you. And may God's peace rest upon you and yours is our prayer till we meet again on Wednesday at 9:30 Central Standard Time, because this is a kingdom call, for it is kingdom time. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. I am Elder Jordan, a kingdom call. God bless you.